It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a train. It's Spider-Man. No, ma'am. It's just Deontay. Let's go. Ni hao mei gua. Yes, I just said ni hao mei gua. For those of you wondering, what on earth did this man just say to me? I just said hello, America, in Chinese. For those of you wondering, why are you speaking Chinese? It's because I am currently chilling in China. And for those of you wondering, where have you been, Just Deontay? I have been chilling in China for the last few months. And you're probably wondering, why have you not been making any podcasts, Just Deontay? It's because I have been chilling in China, becoming one with myself the last few months. And honestly, it has been a remarkable experience. Yes, I have missed you all. I am grateful for all of you. And for those of you that are upset that I've been gone, I hope you can forgive me. I forgive you for being upset. I forgive you for wasting that energy of being upset that you could have been using to be happy. Yes, that was corny, but it was deep and it was real and you needed it. With that being said, I'll give you a little bit of my experience. Not all, just a taste. I have been in China, chilling, traveling, wandering with a purpose. Learning the language, learning the people, learning the culture. And I'll say this, do not believe everything you hear and see on social media, on television, on the internet, and even some books. If you want to know about something, another place, another world, another culture, another experience, go experience it for yourself. Go try it. I am talking to you guys from the streets of China as we speak. And I can say, I've probably learned more in my few months in China than I have in 4 years of university, in 12 years of school, 4 years of high school. Well, it's actually 13 years of like the whole school experience, including, you know, the kindergarten. But you know what I mean. I've been able to see how people live. Some differences. Did you know that the babies over here are able to poop and pee in the streets and on the sidewalks? Yes, I said that. Poop and pee in the streets and on the sidewalks. Did you know that their payment system is mostly through their cellular devices? Cash is pretty much obsolete where I am, anyhow. Did you know I see people, most of the people here work for themselves? Yes, there a lot of them work for the big shops and companies that you've heard, but also a lot of them are self-employed. They work for their own business, their family businesses. Did you know that they treat African Americans over here very nicely? There are police officers that when they see me, they salute. Yes, I said that. They don't pull out their gun. They don't follow me around. They salute me and smile and say ni hao. And I say ni hao right back. But that's all you get for free. You want to know more? Come figure it out yourself. Come experience it. But I want to tell you a story. Recently, I had the experience of going to the Shaolin Temple. Yes, the Shaolin Temple in the Henan province in China. The Shaolin Temple, if you don't know, is the birthplace of Kung Fu. And honestly, I wanted to go because I wanted to see the birthplace of Kung Fu and I wanted to see fighting monks. And I saw fighting monks. And these fighting monks had complete control over their mind, body, soul, and spirit. And I saw them break swords and I saw them break metal and I saw them break glass over their head without any pain. And it was all real stuff because I got to touch it before they used it on themselves and inflicted harm and punishment on them. Or what would be harm and punishment to the average person? But to these fighting monks, it was nothing because they were prepared and they put their bodies and minds in a position that they could handle this. Do you understand me? Okay, that's beside the point. I went to the Shaolin Temple also because there's a gigantic mountain and I want to get to the top of it. And yes, I'm just Deontay. So I give metaphors. I give stories. And if you don't like it, you can exit this podcast because I'm about to get real Mr. Rogers on you. So there's a mountain. First, I took a cable cart to get to the bottom of the mountain. That's how big the mountain is. You take a cable cart, you know, like a ski lift type thing, to get all the way up, hundreds of feet up, to the bottom of the mountain. Then as I got to the bottom of the mountain, me and my guide decided to walk. And my guide said, this will be a long and painful journey. Are you sure you want to go all the way to the top? I said, absolutely. I'm just Deontay. I'm the father of Koa, my famous children's book, To the Top. The main character's name is Koa. You can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, by the way. But I said, I am the father of Koa. I must go. I cannot stop until I make it to the top. And about an hour and a half in, I said, I probably made an awful decision. But as I was going, I see the beauty. I see the trees. I see I see from different viewpoints of this mountain. I see water. I see people smiling. I see people turning around, quitting. I see people continuing. I see people sweating. I see it is wintertime here. I see people in t-shirts because it's so hot as you climb up this mountain. And I said, dang, I overdressed. I should have wore a shirt and not this jacket and this coat. But I kept going. And as I'm going, I'm able to stop and enjoy and say, wow, this is beautiful. I'm in China, looking at different viewpoints from a mountain. I can't wait till I get to the top. And that was my mindset. And I stopped complaining about the pain that my legs were in, but I kept going. And as I kept going, I didn't realize, but I made it to the top of the mountain. And when I got to the top of the mountain, it was one of the most beautiful things that I could have ever experienced in my life. I got to the top. I had to cross a bridge on top of the mountain to get to the top, which was awesome. I crossed the bridge. As I crossed, the air was different up there. It was colder. It was fresher. It was, I was close to the sun. I saw the rivers. I saw the valleys. I saw that there was more. But the craziest part about me getting to the top, my goal that I had at the beginning, was there was another mountain next door. And that's what I want to tell you guys. When you get to the top of wherever you're trying to get to, there will always be more. So along your journey, enjoy the journey. Because when you finally get to the top, you're going to see that there's another mountain right next door that you need to conquer as well. I didn't conquer that day. I might come back one day because, you know, my legs can only do so much. But that's what I wanted to tell you. Continue your journey. Enjoy it. Be happy. Go to China. Go to Africa. Go to Cuba. Wherever you go, whatever your career field is, go to that top, that mountaintop. Don't stop till you get there, but understand that there is more when you get there. This is Deontay Henderson saying, grind so you shine. Don't stop until you make it to the top. And yes, I'm back. God bless.